music, but I liked it. There we go.
There we go.
Boom. Couple trade ideas for you. Two tree.
Good. Couple two tree?
Two tree.
I'm ready.
All right, let's do it. I think you'll like some of these. Maybe one, maybe two. I don't know. It depends on how spicy you're feeling.
All right, fire away.
All right, first one, Qualcomm. You got a position?
Yes.
Do a little put diagonal spread here.
Hold on. I'll tell you. Qualcomm, Q. We have the 55, the 155, 175. It's a delta neutral nothing.
Okay. I'm taking a little bit of a short delta position here into earnings. I'm trading in the June.
When are earnings?
Earnings are on like the 1st, I think, May 1st, something
okay,
like
May
that.
Okay, May 1st, yep.
I think some of
that. What are you doing?
So I'm buying the 160 in June put. I'm selling the May 3rd 155 put. No, oh my God, what an eye roll that was.
You're buying this?
Should I pack my bags? That was like, I don't think I can come back from that one.
You're going to have to get used to it, son. If you're going to be here, you're going to have to get used to it.
I don't like doing the weeklies now because I get all, because I can't follow.
He gets all confused. He's a very simple trader.
Yeah.
He's a simpleton, they call him.
Godfather of trading.
You're buying it, mate.
Can't do the weeklies.
No.
Into earnings.
No, he won't be able to see it in his position.
So, yeah.
He'll get all messed up, the in the money thing.
Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot of work. I'll do a diagonal, but I'll do the monthlies.
Johnny.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm working it.
Oh, not a great start here, Dad.
My sound's off.
Not a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Meta, you got a position?
Yes.
Of course you do. Earnings after the close today. I did an iron condor here. Just a little. You get filled on?
Qualcomm.
All right.
Oh, all right, Meta. Meta, what do you got?
460, 450 put spread. The 560, 570 call spread. Right around one-third the width of the strikes. I sold it at $3.10 credit. I did it in the weekly.
Oof, here we go again. Another
expiring week. This week. Problem. Johnny earnings trade. Nope, you're scared.
Not going to do it? No, can't do it.
Tesla
do it.
Really got you.
No, Tesla's fine.
Yeah.
Meta, I have the June 390, 650.
Fair enough. 650, jeez.
390, 650.
Really going out on a limb there.
100 points away on the downside, 150 points away on the upside.
Wow, what'd you do that for, $2?
You want to know?
Yeah, I do.
He asked.
In June?
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked because you're going to be surprised how much this is trading for. Six.
Oh, you got 60 days.
16. And it's 650 right now. It's exploded.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right.
Yeah, that's what you want to do.
All right, last one, SPX put butterfly. We're going back to the well. We've had a little bit of a rally here. Maybe we get a little short delta here. You got
I like it. Volatility hasn't crept up yet. It's 1575.
I mean, spoos are down on the day now.
Oh, they are.
Down $3, yeah.
Okay, so this one might be a winner already, but it's a long vol, short delta play.
You are a Batista.
I know, yeah. this one might, I think you should put this on because it'll be a reminder for you.
What's the expiration?
Expiration is May 31st. Do you know what happens on May 31st or why that's significant?
No.
It's my birthday.
Oh.
And so I want you to put this trade on so that you remember that it's my birthday that day. You'll know because you'll be like, why the hell?
And you can tell how big a gift you're going to get and by
yes,
how much money.
Exactly.
On the trade.
So you put this trade on and it'll be just a subtle reminder. You'll look at it. You'll be like, why the hell do I have a May 31st end of month expiration, then you'll go, oh, that's Baby Bat's birthday. I got to get him a gift.
Oh.
5,000, 4,900, 4,800, 100 points wide. You could go 200 points wide. You want to be a little big boy? A little something.
Give me the prices again. Which one? That's
I did the 5,000,
5,000.
Round numbers. 5,000, 4,900, 4,800.
I try to use round numbers.
A straight butterfly?
Yeah, I've done these with you 100 times. Remember the one that I got you like $2,000 out of, and you were like, "Oh, yeah, that was okay."
Can you explain to him how it works when if we go lower?
Yeah, you get.
He's gonna expand a little bit. He's gonna nice.
How much you're gonna pay for this?
I did it at 850, but I'm a little Johnny. I said if you want to do a bigger one, you do 5,000, 4,800, 4,600. You know, 200 points wide. You probably do it at like $1,500, $1,600, $1,700.
Filled.
There you go.
Wow.
And you scoopy, scoopy these. So if we get like a 20, 30, 40, 50 point down move, these go from, you know, $8 to $10.50.
Wow.
And got
take
it.
Take a couple bucks out of it.
He paid $8.25.
For this one? No, he must have butchered the strikes.
48, 49, 5?
Wait, what did he do? Did he go smaller?
57 days, he went 48, 49, 5. 5,000, he bought the 5,000 put, sold two of the 49s and bought one of the 48s.
Oh, you did this in June?
Yeah. June, what did you say?
I did the May 31st because it's my birthday.
Oh, I thought you said that was Baby Shark's birthday.
He really doesn't listen.
You know what? That's it. That's all I got for you.
Good job Three out trains. Of you. I'm going to take a quick 90-second break. Even the S&P's down 5. NASDAQ up just under 80, 78. Tesla, after being up 20, is up 16 and change. Russell's down 9, that pig. Dow down 92. Volatility only down 5 cents. We'll be back in 90 seconds. We got more Tasty Live with Liz and Jenny next. Excellent job, son.
Thank Peace. You.
Excellent.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be, trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live, Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live, Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducer.